Welcome to the Founding Fearless podcast. We're your hosts, Ingrid
and Cameron,
and we're here to support you through your journey in becoming a fearless leader and discovering your inner confidence.
We are talking all things entrepreneurial through a college woman's lens. We hope to leave you feeling empowered after each episode. Enjoy!
In this episode, we are interviewing Leslie Robinson, who is the founding director of the Kendra Scott Women's Entrepreneurial Leadership Institute, KS Welly, at the University of Texas at Austin, where she empowers students, especially women, to find their best path to their own destination. She supports curricular and co-curricular efforts to equip, build community, and empower the next generation of courageous and creative women leaders who will change the world in business and beyond.
Leslie created and teaches the Entrepreneurial Leadership course at UT, guiding student leaders on a journey to discover their personal values, strengths, and authentic leadership style through a gender-informed perspective. She is a PhD candidate in higher education leadership from Colorado State University, where her dissertation work is focused on gender-aware approaches to teaching entrepreneurship in education. Now let's welcome Leslie Robinson to the Founding Fearless podcast.
We're so excited to have on the podcast Leslie Robinson, the director of the Kendra Scott Women's Entrepreneurial Leadership Institute and lecturer at the University of Texas at Austin. Welcome, Leslie.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. And I have to just say, I'm so proud of y'all to have this podcast and see it evolve and come to real life is really amazing. So kudos to y'all. I'm a big fan.
Thank you, Leslie.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, like this podcast also, you know, wouldn't be here without your support, Leslie. And for all the listeners, in previous podcast episodes, we've talked about Leslie. So we're just so excited to have you on and just speak more about KS Welly so that everyone can truly, you know, understand what the Institute is about and all the different ways they can get involved. And to hear your story, too, because Leslie is amazing. She's an amazing person. And everyone needs to hear.
Yeah. And all of our past guests that know Leslie have all mentioned how amazing she is. So you guys are in for a special episode.
You're so sweet. Well, I'm happy to be here for the back to school episode because that's Monday. We're about to start the fall 2022 semester.
I know. It's crazy. I can't believe it's just starting or so soon. But before we get into it, we would love it if you could share a little bit more about yourself, your background, and your role here at KS Welly, which is the Kendra Scott Women's Entrepreneurial Leadership Institute.
Sure. So I am the founding director of KS Welly. It's serendipitous. I actually was at the launch event, which was September 24, 2019, at Bass Concert Hall here at UT. And I was just participating in Austin Startup Week. So at the time, I was the director of an accelerator in town called Tarmac TX, and randomly saw an event get added last minute, which was UT and Kendra Scott. And I was like, I love Kendra Scott. I would love to know more about UT. And so was in the audience when they launched KS Welly. And I thought to myself, and I've heard this so many times, like, I wish I had that when I was a student. And so I thought the same thing. And my background has always been in supporting students to really have experiences that make them uncomfortable. So I'm a huge proponent and advocate for being comfortable, being uncomfortable. And so about me is that my past career was in international education. So both on the study abroad and international student and scholar side. So I really think that the world is our classroom and those experiences are so important to get different perspective. And I think that entrepreneurship actually has a lot of the same components, global mindset, entrepreneurial mindset, really figuring out who you are and how you can acclimate and really thrive in different experiences, different cultures, different situations. So background is always going to lead with that international educator.
That is so cool. What a cool story. I didn't know like the details of you being in the audience when the KS Welly was announced. That is so cool. So for our listeners that maybe aren't familiar with exactly what the KS Welly is, could you give like just the lowdown, like a KS Welly 101?
Yeah. So KS Welly 101. We say empowering women to lead, encouraging the world to follow. And so when I started in February 2020, we had that motto. And then we also had our mission, which was to strengthen the next generation of courageous and creative women leaders. And so sign me up for that. I mean, that's all I needed to see when I came across this job opportunity. And so from that, really building KS Welly, I was on campus 5 weeks before COVID hit and everything shut down, was really an exercise in building the foundation of KS Welly from my guest bedroom. And I, in my interview, really, you know, advocated hard for the student voice to be at the very beginning of creating the institute. And what an opportunity to have a brand new institute to be able to advocate so strongly for students to actually be leaders in a leadership institute. So priority one was a student board, and priority two was to start hiring student workers. And so we like to say that KS Welly is an institute for students by students. So at the basic core, that's really, you know, my mission and goal for KS Welly. And then from there, we've really built out our core pillars, which are empowering, equipping, and building community, and have launched programs really based in each one of those pillars, which has been exciting. In the last 2.5 years, we also launched the Founder Program, which I think has been the most successful thing. And that has really been shining a spotlight on what it means to be a woman in entrepreneurship, not only here at UT on the 40 acres, but also highlighting the stories of women entrepreneurs in Austin. And then from there, started to see more women coming to KS Welly and really looking for that community and really looking to support each other. And so that program has evolved, and we're really excited to have it be a cohort model with more resources, including seed funding for anyone who is chosen to be part of the Founder Program. So that's what I'm most excited about in this upcoming year for KS Welly.
So perfect segue into our next question. So what is in store for this academic year? What's in store for this semester? And what can listeners get excited about?
Yeah, so we are starting obviously the fall 2022 semester on Monday, and we're digging into what we've been able to get students' perception, reactions, enthusiasm in the last 2.5 years. So we've created a bunch of different series that all have cute names, but we have Empower Hour, which is run by our alumni board, which focuses on perspectives of being a woman in different industries and really give back advice that our alums wish they would have known when they were undergrads or grads at UT. And then also She Speaks, which really puts a voice to an experience of a woman in a certain career. And then we also have She Reads, which is our book club, and that's run by our student board. And so this semester we're going to be reading Kendra Scott's book. And I'm so excited because there'll be opportunities for Kendra to come and do readings and Q&A with students, and really students to hear her story and the very roots of the story that led to obviously her passion, her desire, her legacy to create the KS Welly. And so that's going to be an exciting moment for this fall semester. Always celebrating Women's Entrepreneurship Day on November 19th, and lots of little study breaks and just really like sense of belonging programming from student board and alumni board. And so we haven't been back in person for a whole semester, and so that's a treat, and I can't wait to see the students come interact in person in our beautiful Kendra Scott Center and really dig down, have those conversations, those aha moments together.
Yeah, I know that I'm super excited to be back in my favorite study space. So the Kendra Scott Center is such a beautiful place to just come on campus, study, meet with a group, whatever it may be. So Ingrid and I actually had the opportunity to take one of the KS Welly sponsored courses a couple semesters ago, which was Women in Entrepreneurship. So, but I know that the KS Welly courses have grown and become so much more than just that course. So I want you to talk through the courses that the KS Welly offers, and how do people apply, when do applications go live, all that great information.
Yes, so we're really lucky to have sponsored courses that have that woman's perspective on what it means to be an entrepreneur. This fall semester, we're offering our most. So we have 4 courses that students can choose from. And obviously that tried and true Women in Entrepreneurship course that y'all took with Jan Ryan and Kendra Scott, that is the flagship course. That is the one that students really get to hear from Kendra and her team about what it means to be an entrepreneur and the different ways to think about creating business. And then also from there, we have offered a textiles and apparel course through the College of Natural Sciences, where students get a brief from Kendra Scott, the company, to create a jewelry piece. And then at the end of the semester, through lots of target market research, production, 3D printing skills and a lot of different things. Professor Jessica Chiarla then has the students put out for vote their designs, and then the winning piece actually gets produced and sold in store at Kendra Scott, with those proceeds coming back to KSYLE. So that's another really exciting, fun course that we're excited to have continue on and on. And then a new course this fall semester is the practicum in the entrepreneurship minor, which is called Passion Industries. And so that's going to be a chance for students to really dig in and develop their personal passions of what it means to be an entrepreneur, but also especially in the sports and entertainment industry. So that's a new one for students. And then we launched last spring, I mean, talk about Passion Industries, but also a passion course of mine, which is called Entrepreneurial Leadership. So really focused on the leadership piece of being an entrepreneur and who you are as a founder. What is your why? What are your values? How to dig into your strengths, but also to pay attention to your blind spots. And that was a dream project that I co-created with one of my favorite leaders in Austin, which y'all just had on the podcast, Vaishali. And so we have had so much fun creating that course, and that really feels like a give back to what I wish I would have known when I was an undergrad, what books have really been transformative for me, podcasts, speakers, inspiration, and the culminating project at the end is that you have your own leadership philosophy to then be able to lead with when you have interviews or on your portfolio or your LinkedIn, really that people know that you've done the work and the self-reflection on yourself and who you are, and that you can lean in on that and be so strong and be your true authentic self. When you start a business or join someone else's business, the whole idea is just that you know you.
Yeah, even though I only have 2 semesters left, I need to fit in the leadership class. I'm dying to take that, so I'll probably be taking it soon. But I also want to talk to you a little bit more about this new Woman in Entrepreneurship specialization. So could you share a little bit more about how students can obtain this specialization?
Yeah, so the Women in Entrepreneurship specialization is launching this fall. It's an opportunity for KSYLE to take all of the one-off sponsored courses that we've provided in the last 2.5 years into a streamlined specialization that lives within the entrepreneurship minor in the McCombs School of Business. And so this also makes it more accessible for students across all disciplines to interact with McCombs, and then also to have content curriculum in entrepreneurship within the entrepreneurship minor. And so what's really exciting is that just recently the entrepreneurship minor here at UT was just ranked 4th by the Princeton Review. And so really excited to share the faculty, the resources, what KSYLE is doing across a larger span of students on campus, and truly then makes KSYLE and our interdisciplinary nature accessible to all.
That's so awesome. Okay, so you talked a little bit already about the Founder Program, but I want to get a little bit more detailed about that, and just how does the KSYLE support student entrepreneurs? And if, like, let's say a UT student is listening right now and has an idea for entrepreneurship, how can they get involved with the KSYLE?
So KSYLE is open to everyone. There's a lot of different ways to get engaged, especially depending on how your involvement looks or how much you want to invest in the community that we're building here. But if you have an idea, we have a way for you to research it, to dig into it, to have conversations with experts, to really just see if entrepreneurship sounds like it might be a fit for you. We believe that it is. We believe that entrepreneurial mindset is a skill that all students should have interaction with and experience with. And I think the easiest thing is to follow our social medias. They are student run, and there's a lot of great resources and tips and stories and inspiration. But the courses would be the next way. So definitely speak to your advisor on how to save a spot in your schedule for a KSYLE course. And then if you're like, I don't know, I'm not sure, we have Empower Hours, She Speaks, She Reads. Like I said, it's a great way to meet other students who are interested in entrepreneurship and even just leadership. So leadership is going to be always at the forefront of what we do. We like to say at KSYLE that we're founder focused, so really focused on who you are as a founder and investing in that before you even think about a business. So whether or not you have an idea for a business, we want to actually cultivate you to be a strong founder.
Perfect. And I also had a quick question. Just to clarify a little bit more about the Found Her program, how can students or any individual apply for this? When do the applications come out, and who can apply? Do you have to be a student? Do you have to be an alumni? Yeah, just share with us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so the Founder program is evolving. This is the first time that we've actually had enough interest to be able to fill a whole, like, 12-month calendar year through an application in a cohort. So we're expecting to have our next application open this fall semester. So stay on all the social media channels to find out when that's going to be, to then launch in January the next round. And so to date, we've actually been able to support 52 founders across 32 ventures by the end of 2022. And so we will continue to see that number grow. And then as we have this cohort model and more ways to actually equip into the startups that we're serving, more resources and things. So it's once a founder, always a founder. Application will be open, but it's open to UT undergraduate students, graduate students, even faculty and staff and alumni. And we do have opportunities for external UT community members to get involved through our pitch competition or some of our speaking engagements. So we're trying to be open and more accessible because the enthusiasm and excitement around KS Valley is so, so huge. So we hope to be able to provide even more of those engagement points along the way.
Yeah, that really is my favorite thing, I think, about the KS Valley is just like how no matter what stage you're at in your entrepreneurial venture or your journey, or if you just have an idea, you don't even have an idea yet, or maybe it's not even like what textbook entrepreneurial would be. Like when Ingrid and I wanted to start this podcast, it was like we just came to Leslie and Jessica with the idea and you guys gave us all the support and resources that we needed. And that, I think, just speaks volumes to what the KS Valley is and how you guys want to support students. So now we want to switch gears a little bit to talk about you and you in college and your academic pursuits. So talk about where you went to college, if you had anything entrepreneurial, if you were interested in that, and then also your pursuits being a PhD candidate.
So Leslie in college, so I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma, which is really important because I'm a proud Tulsan. So I went to the University of Tulsa and really was involved in as much social activity as I could be. But I think my claim to fame was that I was their best customer for study abroad. So even though I was from Tulsa and went to the University of Tulsa, that was actually very intentional and strategic because I wanted to spend as much of my time away and getting new experiences, global experiences, and so was able and fortunate enough to be able to study abroad 3 times as an undergrad. And so the first one was in Quebec, Canada, where I was learning French, and so I studied French and got a crazy Quebecois, Oklahoman accent, then came back, decided, you know, to keep studying languages, and so I majored in French and minored in Spanish, and so study abroad is really a smart thing to do when you study languages. And so my second study abroad was actually in the sister city of Tulsa called Amiens. So I went for a semester, studied French at 2 schools there, and then couldn't get enough. So I came back and was like, I think I'll try to learn Spanish. And so was fortunate enough to also spend a summer in Granada, Spain. And so all of that led me into realizing that actually you can have a career encouraging students to study abroad. So my first job out of college was a study abroad advisor and really promoting and marketing study abroad as a huge, important, critical component to being an undergrad. And that was my dream job. I had a fabulous first boss. Her name is Dr. Cheryl Matherly, and she was my first mentor and continues to be my mentor today. And so that strong leadership and her investment in me at such a young age really encouraged me to see international education as a career path for myself. And so if you would have asked me at the age of, you know, 21, 22, what I wanted to be when I grew up, it was a director of study abroad. And because I was so focused on that, and because I had a mentor who was telling me to go to these conferences and these networking sections, I really was able to grow as a professional in international education, and then also look at other areas. And so I also ended up working for a nonprofit volunteer abroad organization called Cross Cultural Solutions, which is very much like a mini Peace Corps, so really encouraging service learning opportunities in other countries. And then also ended up working at Princeton University. So at Princeton, I was really focused on international student ID and development and was able to do programming with really great data points around topics and themes and different metrics that we were seeing success for international students as they were able to acclimate more to being in the U.S. And so pursued that for a while and then decided with my husband that we are ready to move back closer to home. So we lived in New Jersey for 8 years and decided to come to Austin. And we thought Austin was so hot, you know, 6.5 years ago, but turns out we were early adopters to how cool Austin was. And so I ended up getting a job at St. Edward's University, and it was the dream job that I mentioned to you. I wanted to be a director of an office that did both study abroad and international student services. And so I was clear on that is what I wanted to be. And then I got to St. Edward's and it didn't really work out. It wasn't everything that I had hoped for or imagined, and a lot of lessons learned in leadership. But what I was able to do was take that situation and the identity I developed as an international educator and say, like, okay, what's next? So we like to say pivot. And I actually think that point in my life was a huge plot twist, because then I started to really get curious about the entrepreneurship ecosystem here in Austin and what my role could be in it. So I was applying for jobs, ended up applying for a job with an organization, a nonprofit in France called INCO, and it was advertised as supporting women. And I was like, I love women. I love supporting women. Like, I can do this job. And unbeknownst to me at the time, because it's a French organization, they actually worked with the Chanel Foundation. So Chanel, yes, that Chanel, their foundation's based in New York, and I ended up writing a white paper on supporting women in tech. So that led me to really get invested in what Austin was doing to support women, and then it doesn't take long to then find Jan Ryan, and so really then was able to get to know Jan and what was happening at organizations like Women at Austin and really start to meet the incredible ecosystem here that is empowered women, empowering women. And through that was like, okay, I love entrepreneurship. I love supporting women. Ended up running a social impact accelerator called Tarmac TX, which was sponsored by 3M, and then started to really get to know a little bit more about the players. And so when the job opened up at UT and I was in the audience for the launch of KS Valley, it was like all of these random paths that I have had, that plot twist came together to create literally the dream job that I didn't know existed when I was 22, because I was so focused on international education that this actually is the true, true calling. And it turns out that what I was thinking I was loving about international education, which was the new sights, new sounds, new smells, new taste, is actually really entrepreneurial mindset. It's really actually encouraging yourself to think differently, surround yourself with different people, to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And so when I had that aha moment, that is what I was actually really, truly passionate about, and encouraging students to have more of those aha moments, that's when it all came together. And here we are 2.5 years later with KS Valley and y'all doing a podcast and really seeing you lean into your passions. And that is everything.
Okay, well, tell us more about your PhD and this new route that you're taking.
The new topic for the PhD is actually focused on gender-aware approaches to teaching entrepreneurship education. So I'm really looking at the lived experiences of women who are pursuing entrepreneurship education on college campuses. But what's unique about the take that I'm using is that I'm really focused on the strengths that women bring to business. So yes, we know that there's challenges and barriers, but really more the topic is from an asset-based mindset, so growth mindset. So what is the give back of women? So there's really a lot of focus on feminist theory and some really exciting tenets of feminism that I love. For example, flourishing. So we know surviving, thriving, flourishing is actually when you're doing well and you're learning things that you're bringing others up with you alongside. So your successes are being shared. Women naturally do this and give back to their community, and especially when they start businesses. We know this. The research shows that social impact is already considered really early in business plans for women. But what the flourishing concept is, and I've heard it in the Austin ecosystem, is that the rising tide lifts all boats. Is as you rise, you bring those up with you. And so I'm really trying to capture that in the research through the storytelling of women. So the nerdy part of the dissertation is that it's a qualitative phenomenological study on the lived experiences of women in entrepreneurship and higher education. So that is it, and I'm hoping to defend that in spring 2023.
Well, what I love so much about you, Leslie, is that you really embody the entrepreneurial mindset, and you really are a great role model and for what it takes to be a leader. You know, you're someone that really values education, and you show that to us as students. It's so inspiring to see that.
I completely echo everything that Ingrid just said. So now I want to transition into our rapid fire question segment, which is a segment that we do with all of our guests, just to get to know you a little bit better. We're going to ask a series of questions. We just want you to say the first thing that comes to mind. Don't need to think about it too much. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. The first question. What is something that no one would expect about you?
So something you wouldn't expect about me is that I get antsy if I don't have new experiences. So that could be a new restaurant or a new place to visit, but I really, really crave new sights, new sounds, new smells, new tastes. I said it earlier, but that is critical in my life.
I love that. Okay, so now to morning routine. I want to hear it. What do you do?
I wake up. Then I go and wake my 5-year-old up. So I have a daughter, dinosaur-loving 5-year-old. And we try to have a slow morning and then get her off to elementary school by 7:30. So it's nothing too exciting. It's really just trying to have as much time with her before she starts her day.
That's awesome. Okay. Favorite entrepreneur or leader?
Favorite leader is Dr. Cheryl Matherly. I mentioned she was my mentor. But the fact that I've stayed in touch with her since my first job and our relationship has evolved from mentor to coach to friend. That evolution has been everything, and I really value her perspective on trusting her instinct and knowing me as a professional. So what my career goals are, what my personality is, what my values are. So Dr. Cheryl Matherly.
Okay, perfect. So next is, what is your favorite movie?
It's Love Actually.
I love that movie.
I love it. It's all the different definitions of love. And I just think that it's really important to realize that love spans across different relationships.
Totally. And what a great cast, too. I just love that movie. Okay. Book or podcast or both recommendation?
So favorite book is going to be Strengths Finders. So I think everyone needs to know what their strengths are. But I actually challenge you to look and see what your blind spots are. So what is not coming up to the top for you, and dig in, invest in that.
Well, perfect. I'm going to definitely have to read that book. Okay. So finally, our last question that we ask everyone is, what does Founding Fearless mean to you?
It's my leadership model. It's you do you, but also I got you. So being able to show up as your authentic self, but surrounding yourself with people that will support you in being your authentic self. I think that's what Founding Fearless is.
Well, thank you so much, Leslie, for coming on the podcast today. You know, I know you are always so busy, so we truly appreciate your time. And I know that the listeners are truly going to love this episode.
Yes, same. And if people want to find you or the KSLE, we always like link the KSLE below in the show notes. But if you just want to tell everyone about where to find you and the KSLE.
LinkedIn, huge proponent of LinkedIn. Leslie Jacobs Robinson, LESLEY.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Leslie. This was so fun.
Thank y'all.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to subscribe and follow the Founding Fearless podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. And don't forget to like, rate, and leave us a review.